We're going to move on to number 21, concessions, repair, maintenance program update. I think that we've got a pinch hitter, but Jenny, are you with us today? All right, how are you doing it? I'm sorry.
This is Jenny. I'm on the line.
Okay. Al, are you kicking it work?
I'll kick it off while she gets PowerPoint up and running. But good afternoon, Mr. Chairman, members of the Commission, Secretary Roebling, Al Nedved, Deputy Director with the Division of Parks and Recreation. And today, Jenny, first, our concessions manager, is going to give an update on the repair and maintenance reserve programs that we have as part of most of our concession contracts that are out there. Every year you get a chance to hear all the good things we're doing here at Custer State Park to keep these concession facilities up and running and what it takes to do that. But kind of on a smaller scale, we do that for a lot of our other concessionaires as well. So I thought Jenny's ready to go. We'll turn it over to her.
I'm ready. Can you guys see the PowerPoint?
Yes.
Perfect. All right. My name's Jenny. I'm the concession lease manager for the Parks Division. And today I'm going to give a little background about the repair maintenance reserve as well as an update on where the other concessionaires besides Custer State Park are at in their repair and maintenance reserve. So I'll give a little background. The repair and maintenance reserve are funds that the concessionaire retains for department-approved projects. These are projects that we have to approve under the concession agreement, which lines out which projects may be eligible and which may not be. The amount is calculated as a percentage of their gross receipts, and the percentages range from 2 to 5%. There is a certain amount that's set aside for emergency projects. For example, most of the concession leases, they can spend about 20% of their reserve amount for the year for emergency projects that we do not need to approve. So why do we need the repair and maintenance reserve? We need this to keep the concessionaire facilities and government facilities in good condition throughout the term of the lease. We don't want to get to the end of the lease and have these buildings in disrepair. We want to make sure that they're in the same or better condition from when the concessionaire purchased the resort. So how do we determine the projects? Every year there's two inspections, a fall inspection and a spring inspection. So the park manager, myself, and the concessionaire will go out and look at these facilities, see what projects might be eligible for the reserve, what are the critical issues with the resort that we would like to reserve for the reserve funds. The concessionaire must provide us a plan of what they would like to use the reserve funds for by November of each year. And then the concessionaire and the department work together to identify which projects qualify and which we would like to include in the plan, including the project amounts and schedule. So we also project the reserve out over the term of the lease using assumptions of revenue and future project priorities. And the balance should be zero at the end of the lease term. And I'll explain more about that later. This is also not intended to be a total maintenance program. The concessionaires all go above this amount on other projects that may not qualify for the reserve just to keep the standards of their resort up and customer experience. So the projects that are not eligible towards the reserve, seasonal salaries of the concessionaires that they're paying people for housekeeping and groundskeeping would not qualify towards the reserve. Routine maintenance and preventative maintenance do not count. Routine maintenance would be touch-up painting, cleaning, staining decks, projects like that. And preventative maintenance would be lubrication or missing screws, projects like that. This is meant to be for the critical projects needed on those facilities to keep them up and running. And, of course, new construction would not count because we're concentrating on existing facilities, not new ones. So the timeline for the projects to be approved or to be for the approved plan to be completed. The plans are approved, so for instance, the 2021 plan was approved in 2020, so the projects must be completed by December 15th of 2021 for the 2021 plan, unless we give them an extension for those projects in case something would come up. So we've reconciled the balance with the concessionaire. In January of the preceding calendar year, or the next year, the concessionaire is required to submit a detailed report of activities and costs expended. And this will include receipts of all the construction materials and everything that they needed for the project. I'll verify that the expenditures are only for construction items, materials. So, for instance, if they have a saw blade on there or tools, those will not count towards the reserve amount. And I'll remove that from their receipts and come up with a total amount that will not exceed what we already approved for the amount. So if we approve $40,000 to re-roof their cabins, we're not going to approve $50,000 when their expenditures come in if it did go over budget. So once the amount is verified, I will apply that to the balance. And then each year a new credit is applied according to their annual financial statements, which are given to me by the concessionaire. So there can be a negative reserve balance. The department has the ability to approve a project for over what is in the reserve. So if there's only $20,000 in the reserve and the re-roofing project is $40,000, we can allow them to go into the negative to do that big project. However, future plans will be reduced to make up that negative balance to get to that $0 amount. We can also allow them to bank their reserve in a positive fashion to do smaller plans yearly and accrue that money up to be able to do a bigger project in the future. So at the end of the lease, if we are not at zero, if there's a negative balance in the reserve, the department has to reimburse the concessionaire for their projects. Normally, this is done through the sale of the possessory interest when we're transferring between concessionaires. If there's a positive balance, the concessionaire is required to reimburse the department for the work that they did not do as required by the lease. So this is why it's so important to get to zero to avoid this happening at the end of the lease. So current status. Angostura, their current balance as the end of 2020 is negative $9,419.65. And the approved project amount that we approved this year was $7,000 for a cabin renovation. Their estimated 2021 contribution is $16,387.73. So the balance that we estimate they'll have left at the end of 2021 is $31.92. So as you can see here, we approved a lesser project amount to try to make up that negative balance and get closer to zero. And this is just a picture of one of their cabins that they have out at Angostura. So Bridge City Marina is the next. Their current balance as of the end of 2020 was zero. We approved $6,000 to replace some of the docks in their marina as they're getting old and getting to the end of their useful life. The estimated 21 contribution is $3,823.17, so their balance that we estimate will be at the end of 2021 is negative $2,176.83. Dock 44, they have a positive balance at the end of 20 of $850.64. In 2021, we approved $4,100 to be used on a hydrant leak in cabin 2, convert to fluorescent lighting in the sea store, and then this also includes an emergency electrical repair that was electrical in the walls that was about to start a fire. Their 21 contribution is estimated at $4,391.78. So at the end of 21, we're expecting a balance of $1,142.42. That will accrue into the next year, and then they could do a bigger project if they would like to. So Lewis and Clark Marina, you've heard about the replacement and expansion project that's going on right now down there. So their current balance is $40,794.62. We do not have any current projects in the plan. However, we are discussing some of the projects that are part of the expansion and replacement might qualify. And Lewis and Clark Resort, their current balance as of 20 is negative $21,516.80. We approved $5,500 for the 21 project to replace some of the motel air conditioning units. We estimate that their 2021 contribution will be $17,738.26. And their estimated balance at the end of 21 will be negative $12,826.19. So this is another example of how we're getting closer and closer to that zero amount. And that's all I have. If you have any questions, let me know. I'll be happy to answer them.
Thanks, Jenny. Very detailed report. Appreciate
Thank
it. Everything. So, Jenny? Is that all you have on the on 21 now?
Correct.
I think that